I'm Gene Randall.
Бүгін таңғы 07:22-де Алматы-Нұр-Сұлтан бағыты бойынша
Newscasts in Kazakhstan today are reporting on the crash of a Bek Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board. It went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty after hitting a concrete barrier and a building. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 50 others injured. Many are said to be in critical condition. More from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Officials say the plane had 98 people on board when it crashed in Almaty. Kazakhstan's deputy prime minister says investigators are looking into two possibilities for the cause, pilot error or technical failure. He says the plane's tail hit the runway twice, indicating it struggled to take off. A survivor says the plane started shaking less than 2 minutes after takeoff.
That was Mike Hempen. The ill-fated plane was described as a 23-year-old turbojet, last recertified to operate in May. Bek Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital of Nur-Sultan when tragedy struck. China's defense ministry has announced it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals and one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That was Zachary Goldman of Reuters. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office by police officers who then searched the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. So far, no official word on why. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the United States, two Georgia men are being kicked out of the U.S. Army National Guard after reports they were associated with a white supremacist religious group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Army investigators began looking at the two men after the Atlanta anti-fascist group tied them to a neo-pagan religious sect called the Asatru Folk Assembly. Because of its whites-only emphasis, that group has attracted neo-Nazis and other supremacists. One of the men, Trent East, has also lost his job at a Georgia county jail. He was photographed at a white nationalist event in 2017 and had been posting white supremacist slogans on social media. But East denies being racist. He says he just wants to worship the same way his Norse ancestors did in the past. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iraqi President Barham Saleh says he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by an Iranian-backed bloc in the parliament. The Fatah faction has chosen Assad al-Adani, governor of Basra province, as its choice for the next prime minister. It was quickly rejected by anti-government protesters who have called for a complete overhaul of the government. Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan says at Libya's request he will send troops to Tripoli. Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy reports on Erdogan's plan.
He will present legislation to Parliament in January for deployment to the North African country. Ankara signed two separate accords a month ago with Libya's internationally recognized government of Fayez al-Sarraj, one on security and military cooperation and another on maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean. The Government of National Accord has been fending off a months-long offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces in eastern Libya, which have received support from Russia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates.
That was Emma McCarthy of Reuters reporting. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people. This as masked protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant trade. The holiday is usually marked by commercial activity with tourists and others strolling on both sides of the scenic Victoria Harbor in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. This year, Christmas in Hong Kong has been far different, filled with tension. Police have used tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray against protesters, beating and arresting many of them. Officials in Pakistan and India say the two rivals exchanged fire in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir on Thursday. Reports say two Pakistani soldiers, an Indian soldier, and a civilian were killed. Once again, our top story, newscasts in Kazakhstan today are reporting on the crash of a Bek Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board. It went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty. At least 12 people were killed. Gene Randall, VOA News. Voice of America.